Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Put your hands together, church. Can you celebrate Jesus? Yeah. Glory to God. Please sit up in heavenly places. I am in a strict in-betwixt. According to what Pastor Paul said, thank you, choir. Decisions to be made. I don't know which one to make. I don't know which one to teach this morning. Because I'm supposed to teach continuation of what I taught the couples yesterday in a way that it will fit both couples and married, single and married. And I'm supposed to continue what I started teaching the singles in a way that it will benefit them. So I am in between. What should we do for this first service? Which one should we do for the first service? Do we usually have more married people in first or second service? More married people in second service. Okay, now let's see like this. Married people, just slightly wave your hand. Let me see. Married people. Wow. That's a good number. Okay, I know what to do. There's a particular point that I will share in both services. But I will start this morning discussing. Married. Give honor to whom honor is due. So we started talking about seven secret marriage killers that can impact you and your children. Seven secret marriage killers that can impact you and your children. Media, there are two of them you don't have. I discovered those ones fresh. But the ones you have, let's start from there. Relationship. According to what people say all over the world, that one of the number one cause of problems around the world is relationship. When two people meet, there'll be a problem. Not even marital relationships here now, just people meeting. Anywhere you have two people, there'll always be something to discuss, something to talk about. And that's, of course, is normal. But it is not normal to have something that is not working. When you buy something, you want it to work. So it is abnormal to have the one that is not working. Are we here together? The right thing is that it is supposed to work. So yesterday for the married people, I discussed some things. I have reshaped the message. I have discussed the path that I want to discuss with the married alone. I've reshaped the message for both singles and married so that it will fit into our congregation this morning. Amen. Yes, so for the married people, we started yesterday the secrets marriage killers that can impact you and your children. And for every service, by the grace of God, I'll take questions. Like from yesterday, questions. We'll just filter that. So let's go. Let's look at the slides and see what we have this morning. So the first thing I said, lack of display of love and affection. I shared that with the married people. Creates emotional gap and feelings of rejection. And it builds resentment and bitterness. Let's move. We're not going to spend so much of time. The message is online already. Lack of display of affection impacts your children. How? Now, when parents do not show affection, they do not display love and affection, the way it affects the children is that they grow up believing love is conditional and absent. So they've never seen it. So they don't even know what it means to love people and to show affection. And a good number of young people here, you don't know what it means to love people. The only thing you know about love is sex. And I said sex is not love. They don't know what love is. They don't. Many young people don't know because they did not see it. I said that marriage is supposed to be a mentorship platform. That is what it's supposed to be. That God designed it in such a way. He said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother. Then he will cleave to his wife. Now, he was with his father and mother. He should have learned a lot of things from his parents. And some of the things that the man has learned from his father are the things that he will put in his marriage. They are the things he should teach, he should display before his wife, you know, and show her the kind of affection and the love that he must have seen from his father. Now, if he has not seen anything from his father, he doesn't have anything to offer. And if you don't have anything to offer, you will suffer. I said it over and again. So that's the reason you have a lot of young men growing up. They don't know what it means to show affection. They are hard on women. They don't know how to be a soft and a tender husband. Yet you are pushing, but yet you are pushing in love. You are pushing, but yet you are pushing with care. Understanding that in as much as you, if you are carrying a crate of egg, you have to handle it with care. Is that not? It is beautiful, it is nice, but if you handle it anyhow, it will break. Many women are broken because of men who don't know how to handle women. And many men also have gotten to the point of their lives where they used to be good. Maybe came from a good home and saw good pictures, but a very wonderful woman that had a background that was not very good altered the mindset of the man. And this is not what, and you hear some men say this like, my mom was not like this. It's not always good to compare your mom to your wife. The reason is because your mom has better experience. You did not meet your mom when she was 16, 17, 18, 20, 24, 25. You probably met your mom when she was in her 30s, 40s. So she had learned a lot of things already. So for men, be careful not to compare, because the lady you're going to get married to, she'll be learning. So if she's in a learning phase and you are comparing her to a woman that has stayed with a man for 15 to 20, 30 years that has already learned, you will destroy the woman. You will not give her opportunity to grow. Are we here together? So it is essential to know that. I don't want to take too much of time here. So they struggle to express affection in their own future relationship because of that. Number two, let's move. What do we have here? Yes, so practical steps. I talk to couples about it. Show affection daily through words, touch, and action. Yes, for young people, words are very powerful. Affirm the person you are in a relationship with. Let the person know that you believe in them. You are with them. You are standing with them. You can't start telling somebody you want to be in a relationship or you're in a relationship with that the person is not useful. I don't even see myself really spending lives with you. I'm just managing you. No. Any person you are managing, very soon you will get tired of that person. Are we here together? So words are very powerful in our relationships. Many young men did not grow up hearing words of affirmation. They were grown in homes where everybody had to fight for something. So sometimes it is difficult for them. So when they hear somebody say, I believe in you, it's very different for a man. Very different for a man, because most of the times they had to compete. And because men are competitive by nature, if you say those kind of things, they bring out their best. I know you can. So some of us young ladies and young men, you might need to tell your younger brothers or your elder brothers that are struggling in today's situation where you have terrible economic situation. They are working very hard. Many of them are working very hard. I know those ones that are lazy, don't say these things to them. It will not help them. Well, you know those ones that are working very hard to make ends meet. They really want to do so much. Once in a while, send a message to your brother and say, I believe that things will only get better for you. You are a strong man. You can. It will change everything. And you are just, you know, they usually will say that, is that not? Yes. And when his life begins to change, he will begin to remember you too. Amen? Yes. So, it is important that you get to know that. Create a culture of appreciation and gratitude. The five magic language can never be overemphasized. You have to say it. I love you. Is that not? Thank you. I'm sorry. Excuse me. What's the next one? Please. Some people don't know how to say please. Some people have, if they say sorry, it's as if you took their neck from their head. Just to say, I am what? Sorry. And you're not supposed to just say sorry. Sometimes you are saying, I am sorry, then you state what you are sorry for. I am sorry for the way I spoke to you the last time. I thought it was not respectful, so I decided to apologize. It can change the atmosphere. Are we here together? Gone are the days. That's why you see a lot of relationships from this part of the world, when they get to the Western world, they struggle very well, because the cultural relationship is what they are still practicing. They are not practicing global standard relationship. And global standard relationship is God's standard relationship. I have checked it and I have seen that the way it was from the beginning is the way it's supposed to be. The Bible says, Apostle Paul said, give honor to yourselves one to another. Are we here together? Yes. So we need to understand some of these things. It will help us. Let's move very fast. The couples already have heard all this one. Constant conflicts and poor communication. This is another killer. When people quarrel over and over again, a guy grows up, a lady grows up believing that quarrel is normal. So she comes in contact with a guy that is from a very peaceful home and they don't fight. And the guy is calm and she's like, ah, you are too gentle. You are too dull. No, she likes manifestation of wereism, because she grew up in an environment of weraciousness. You know those families where siblings, you they mad, come out, get out, or there, mumu. They are brothers and sisters, but that's how they talk. It's normal. Then this one is in a family where there are all these things like, oh, now it's okay. Oh, why are you feeling so? Emotional intelligence is very high. They are calm. So she's expecting that that's how she'll be treated. Only for had to see the guy rather expecting that, then look forward to see that the girl doesn't care, she doesn't mind what's wrong, what's it can cause a lot of problems. So she likes conflict, because she grew up in an environment where they have what? Conflicts, quarrels, noise. Child of God, that is not the normal thing. Marriage is not supposed to be full of everyday fighting, everyday fighting. I said it yesterday, wherever there is wear and tear, wherever there is friction, there will be what? Wear and tear. One day you'll get tired. So do everything you can, you know, to avoid unnecessary quarrels. Picking on little things doesn't help in any way. Are we here together? Maybe I'll talk about that somewhere else. So impact your children. They learn unhealthy communication patterns. They may replicate conflict-driven relationships. And I've seen it over and again, many people, that's what they saw growing up, and that's what they practice, that's what they know. One of the things that I trust the Holy Spirit to do for me, I prayed for the couples yesterday, is that everything you are carrying over already, that you have planned to manifest in your marriage that you have not yet married, negative things that you have planned to carry over, negativity, you will not manifest them. But all the good things that your parents did that you are blind to see, God will open your eyes to see it and practice those ones. Because some people believe that their parents did not do any good thing. Before you judge your parents, wait, you will soon be a parent. Did you hear what I just said? The same devils that fought your father and mother, they will come for you. So instead of attacking, start learning, so that the places where they fell, you will not fall there. So you don't just talk anyhow, just talking. You will learn. By knowledge, you will wage war. People didn't fall because they're always weak. Some of them lack knowledge. The things that some of us are exposed to today and you are hearing, some of them never heard it. If they had heard things like this, their marriage would be 10 times better. Then for many young people, you hear things like this and you eventually fail, is an embarrassment to destiny. I don't know how your children will feel that you heard messages like this, many things, and you still made mistake. Some of those people, nobody told them anything. Nobody had the time. They wish somebody invested in them. And that's why you spend time praying for your parents more than abusing them. I said, that's how they do. At least fighting, quarreling. I don't even know where they saw themselves. You are forgiven in Jesus' name. Let's move on. Are you seeing the screen? Are you getting anything? Yes. So practical steps to avoid it. Resolve agreements quickly and respectfully. Let me advise all unmarried people. When I and my wife were in a relationship, we made up our minds that our quarrels or any arguments will not last beyond 12 o'clock midnight. Why? The Bible says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. For 3 years and 6 months, nothing lasted beyond 12 o'clock. You can ask her. She's in Ojodu preaching now. Just that she's not here. So she's in Ojodu. For 3 years and 6 months, we didn't have quarrel that would pass the night. Anything we needed to talk about, we'll talk. Sometimes I am the one that have to crush my ego by 11:55.
I said, this girl never called. This thing is strong. Also, I wish she no call like this. Now she they call now. Wait till they happen. She's not going. I'll wait. 11:57. Shut up. Sometimes you purposely go online and stay online so that they will see that you're online. Oh, more. 11:59. Hello. However, sometimes you still start with pride, sir. I don't like the way you act, any. I don't understand. Well, so 12 o'clock will meet us in reconciliation. I say, it's okay. It's okay. You can go and sleep. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I love you, baby. I love you too. You will dream very well that night. See, the reason you're having witches and wizard dream is that you did not end the night well. May God help us in Jesus' name. So we learned to do that and it worked for us. I must say that it worked for us. It worked for us. And we carried it over like that into the marriage. I usually tell myself that I think I did better in my relationship when it comes to that than the marriage. But in the marriage, I'm still doing very fine. But I still feel like there are phases of marriage. The first 2-3 years, I shared with the couples yesterday, the first 2-3 years of our marriage was a little bit funny, not in other areas, financially. I'll talk about that later. Let's move. Okay. Infidelity. Yes, this is where I'm starting this service now, so I'll be fast. Couples, please, let's continue from where we stopped yesterday. Another secret killer of your marriage, something that destroys marriages, that every married man, every married woman, be very careful of. I can't forget some of the stories that my father shared with us. My father told us that my mom was the first woman that he met. And my mom said my father is the first woman man that she met. And I don't know, but in their days, my father was a very handsome guy. You know, he was doing well when he met her. At least he had bike. If you have Okada those days, you are a very rich guy. Am I making sense? So he had bike. And one of the things that they practiced and we saw and helped us, and you know, by the time dad was passing on, mom was still saying it, that in her lifetime, she has never known anybody apart from this man. And I told you, for her to let go of him when he died was serious. We had to cut the soul tie. I'll talk about soul tie next week. We had to cut it because it is healthy when the person is alive. It is unhealthy when the person is dead. Soul tie is good when husbands and wife are alive. They should be connected. But when one person dies, find a way to separate the tie. Or else, that person will die of the thoughts of the other person, miss the other person, and feel like their own life does not exist. Especially those days when men are the vision of a woman. A woman doesn't have another vision. All her vision is the man and the children, the family. So if the man dies, everything, she has lost everything. Half of her vision, maybe 70-80% is gone. Are we here together? Because they live their lives just straight like that. But one of the things that will not allow the relationship of many people last is infidelity or breach of what? Trust. And how does it kill the marriage? It will erode trust. Trust must be the foundation of every marriage. It has to be the foundation. Can I trust you? If I don't trust you, there's a problem. If I cannot trust you, if I cannot leave you with my friend, my friend is at home watching, seeing the movies in my sitting room, and I need to buy something, I have to on CCTV. It's my friend, but I have to on CCTV. I put camera all over the compound because I am traveling and I travel regularly, and this woman, I'm not sure whether Musa will not manifest, and I'll be saying the boy is Chinedu, when at least Abdullahi. In the real sense, Abdullahi. But the name that I gave is Chinedu. But Musa knows that in his mind, Abdullahi. May God help us in Jesus' name. So you see, you must ensure that as soon as you break trust in your relationship, it is very difficult to rebuild. Very difficult. Trust is the foundation of a strong marriage. When infidelity comes into it, whether emotional infidelity, physical infidelity, or digital infidelity. So we have digital infidelity. There's somebody that you are more connected to on phone than your real partner. So So your partner is suffering. They are not getting light in the relationship. No emotional connection. But somebody else has deeper emotional connection with yourself. That is infidelity. So if your partner sees your phone and they say, who is this? You start telling plenty stories. So when we're in primary school, there was a girl I used to tell you that I like when we're friends. You know, but why is she still sending this message? You know it's not normal. It's, love. It's just love. It's white love. It's red. It's purple love. You know, there are different shades of love. And all those shades of love, they have meaning. Gen Z will know the meaning. You know, some other people cannot know the meaning. The only love you know is a red one and broken one. But some people, they know pink love, white love, blue love, purple and gray love. Don't ever allow infidelity come into your relationship. Infidelity recovery is very difficult. Very difficult. In fact, training, if you go through a standard counseling for infidelity recovery with a standard counselor, you pay 1.something million just to be heard for 2 hours. Let's just listen to you. So what happened? What happened? Okay, we're going to help you people to go through it. You go and pay. Look at how much this thing is costing. And that's just a session. No, they'll book other sessions and other sessions. Then imagine that your wife has slept with another man and you are a man. You can't survive. If you are going on the road, even if the trailer is passing, you will not hear. You will never be able to hear a trailer because there's something it does. When two people come together, a soul tie is formed. You have covenanted to be with one another. You have said that till death do us part. You have said that it is only you. My body I give to you. My goods I give to you. What belongs to you is now mine. Everything, all those things. You have said those things. Spirits have taken hold of those things. Covenant has been enacted. You have rectified it on the altar. You have done everything, even on your bed. Perfect. Only for you to allow somebody else to come in. It can destroy everything. And it has destroyed many marriages already. So when trust is eroded, things cannot go very well. Emotional affairs, sharing deep personal thoughts and feelings with someone else outside your marriage can create an emotional disconnection between you and your spouse. Because your spouse will keep asking questions, why this person? And women don't like threats the same way men don't like threats. Men are threatened when another man has resources and can take care of their family better than them. That's their first threat. That you are talking about another man that is doing well, mother, don't tell him about that. Just encourage him. It's a threat. The women are threatened when there is another woman whose appearance or speech gets your attention and fancy more than her own. It's a threat. And each time your partner is conscious of the fact that you are comfortably holding a threat, it's dangerous. You are gisting with the person, you are talking with the person, the physical affairs can form. Physical intimacy outside marriage, that will damage loyalty and commitment. And as soon as loyalty and commitment is damaged in your marriage, sir, I guarantee you, it is the foundation of your marriage that it has touched. Can I say the truth? Out of 100 marriages that go through, have experienced infidelity, only 2 or 1.5 can recover well. The rest, it will remain for life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It will remain for how long? For life. The memory will remain for life. If the person is traveling, they are not sure where they are going, they are concerned. Your phone every time becomes a threat. Seeing your phone, they want to always, you see, many women have become monitoring spirits because of the behavior of their husbands. She has to check your phone, she has to do this. But I always tell women, checking the phone of a man cannot give you all the answers. Just pray in your lifetime that by the mercy of God, you will not meet somebody that will take away your peace. Do you know how many women that have turned to semi-mad people because of infidelity? She's soliloquizing. She can't think straight. Her life doesn't make much sense to her again. Everything does not make sense again just because of the mistake that the man made once. There are certain mistakes that can kill your marriage. They will ruin everything. And that's why these days, young people, if you want to get married, with the day we're in now, ask the guy, do you have plans to marry another person in our lifetime? Right? That's part of the questions to ask. Do you have plans at any time in your life to marry another person in our lifetime? If he says yes and you cannot cope, carry your bag and go. If he says yes and you can cope, stay there. Very soon you'll be yale, you'll be yaba, you'll be plenty. Then you will not be angry. You will know that they already told me. Is that not? Yeah. Because no matter what, many women gave their lives to the men they met. They invested all. When there was no money, she sacrificed. She sold her machine. She sold the jewelry her parents gave to her. Some of the things they gave to her as gift from the marriage, she sold everything and has invested it into the marriage. That infidelity is like breaking the company. You have destroyed the company. Everything she invested has scattered. That's how she's thinking. And now saying, sorry now, am I the first man? That's wickedness. That is a narcissist tendency. To do that kind of thing and say, am I the first man? So you are comparing yourself with men who are irresponsible. God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. So digital infidelity, flirting, suggestive chats, engaging in inappropriate online, you know, relationships, it can breed secrecy and deception. You have to be careful. Once trust is broken, suspicion will take over. Write it down. Once trust is broken, suspicion will take over. Once trust is broken, suspicion will take over. Once trust is broken, suspicion will take over. The marriage will now be on permanent suspicion mode. There's nothing you say, they will suspect you. You can hardly tell the truth again. That's how bad the devil, you know, makes that happen. If you are a man and you are confiding in a colleague or a lady you know more than your wife, something is wrong. Go back to your wife and discuss. If you think she does not hold conversations, tell her, honey, you don't hold conversations. I want us to learn how to have correct, substantial, quality, future, life, meaningful conversations. Because sometimes you feel emotionally connected to somebody else because of the quality of conversations you have with them. True or false? Yes. And I will talk something in the second service around that. The quality of conversations matter a lot. Matters a lot. So it will lead to betrayal, insecurity, emotional breakdown. A betrayed spouse experiences overwhelming emotions. The woman will be having multiple mood swings. If it is a man, it happened to, most of the times he can pack away. He doesn't want to see anybody again. He doesn't care again. If he loves his children, he might be managing to take care of them, but he will not be sure whether he's taking care of his, whether they are his children again. You don't know how he feels when a man, he's not sure whether the ones he has now. You know, start hearing, let's go and do DNA tests for all the children. How much do DNA 1, DNA 2, DNA 3, DNA 4? Just for one mistake, every other thing you have done in your life is now a mistake. You're now suspecting everything. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? And one of the ways to train yourself and prepare yourself for a marriage that is without infidelity, it is learning how to say no now that you are in a relationship. You see, that guy that you are giving that thing every time, giving him every time, when you are not there, another customer will take over. Because he had learned it. A good fornicator is an apprentice preparing for adultery. He's in training. And when the exercise is full and the muscles are built in the marriage, it will continue. But each time you tell the person, your partner, male or female, we are not doing this thing, you are building strength so that in the marriage, the butterflies are not always in your belly. There are times where your spouse will offend you. There are times where things will happen. Those times where the person has done all those kind of things, you can still hold yourself. But if you have not learned how to hold yourself over time and the person eventually does something, you will step out. And when you step out and you break the hedge, the serpent will bite. And when the serpent bites, you have destroyed a whole generation. It's not only you that it will affect. So let's talk about how it affects singles. Number one, develops fear of committing to a trusted partner. Many singles who grew up witnessing infidelity struggle to trust anybody. So you hear the girl saying, all men are cheats. All men are cheats. Because one, her father cheated, so all men are cheats. That's what she believes. Or a guy saying that women are dogs, they are useless. Why? Because the mother went out of her way to do something terrible. She cannot believe, he cannot believe any woman again. That is how it impacts the children. And the people you are supposed to mentor, you are now tormenting them. Instead of mentorship, is now tormentorship. May God have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Then many ladies and guys also have what we call fear of intimacy. Fear of intimacy. They may avoid getting close to anyone for the fear of getting their heart broken, so they don't just want it. So the lady is 35, she's still scared. The lady is 40, she's afraid. Get close to him. No. You don't know where I'm coming from. And truly, you don't know where she's coming from. The scars are right there. So she cannot deal because she has not healed from what happened in the relationship of her parents. So when you do those kind of things, you are messing up a lot of things. If a young girl watches her father repeatedly cheat on the mother, she will grow up believing that that's how men are, and she might not be able to have anything to do with men. Yes, so you pay attention to that and avoid it. How it affects the children is what I'm sharing with you. Are you getting that right now? Yes. It teaches them that deception is normal, especially when the man is doing it and getting on with it. Then when the wife talks, they say, come on, leave that in. Are you the only one? Did I promise you that you're the only one? So he will do it again and come back to it. So the guy is growing up, the boy is growing up in the house, and he's believing that this thing worked for Pale. Why? As he was doing it, he still had some money. So he was not broke. So if infidelity did not make him broke, as far as I will not be broke. And because a man's life, money is more important than many things. For many men, family is not more important than money. Money is more important than family. They believe that money, when money is there, family will be okay. Let me tell you the truth. Money can be there and family will still sink and die. Be very careful. So a young boy is growing up in the house, and when he grows up, he also begins to flirt. And I told you that these things have spiritual implication. The demon that pushed you to do that is a monitoring spirit in your family line. That same demon, you have created a platform for temptation for your sons. The same demon will see your boy growing up one day and say, continue. I know your time to strike. What your father did, you will do. It is called patterns. They supervise it. But many people are not aware. Isn't it? Except the person meets Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Not only meeting Jesus, some people meet Jesus, but they don't tailor their life after Christ. And the person now tailors his life to be Christ-like. Satan will lose the grip. Because you cannot be on the path of Christ fully and still fulfill the lust of the flesh. Are we here together? Yes. So let's pay attention to that. I wouldn't want to spend so much of time. So I want to advise, set boundaries to protect your marriage. Yes, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 verse 32, but a man who commits adultery has no sense. I don't know, say the Bible like that. I just saw it. If it's Pidgin English Bible, say man when they sleep with another person's wife, he no get sense. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks what? Understanding. He who does so destroys his own. So it's not the woman, his own, but he does not know. He's smiling, he's feeling like it is okay, but he's destroying his soul. That's what the Bible says. I believe this word of God with all my life. The reason I trust the grace of God upon my head to stay away is because of this thing. I don't want to destroy my own soul. I don't want to destroy my own soul. I don't want to be a person that they will look at and say, are part of the people that lack sense. So every time the Bible, the heaven looks at adulterous men, it says a congregation of senseless people. Let's gather a congregation. Abby, is it not your Bible? My preaching usually bring it out differently, Abby. It's a gift. So they have congregation of senseless people. So anytime the Bible sees an adulterous man, they have a gathering. They have choir master senseless. You know, their pastor senseless. Their communities, everything senseless. We will never be in that congregation. In the name of Jesus. We will never be there. In the name of Jesus. Avoid close friendship with opposite sex. Some of you are in relationship now. You are telling your partner that a particular girl is your best friend. You know well, though. You have a... Why? Go and marry that. Whoever is your best friend is the person you must marry. You see that? Cynthia is my best friend. You know, we're in relationship now, but Cynthia is my best friend. I'm sure you are not very normal yet. You will be healed today in the name of Jesus. You wake up as a girl, you are telling a guy that you are in a relationship with, a guy, like you are telling Chinedu that Namdi is your best friend. You know that you don't know what men are wired to be like. If it is tough, if he has to kill the other guy to maintain you, he doesn't mind. That's how bad men can be. Some years back, one of my girls got saved and got serious and started serving God. Then one of the guys, somebody was in the bus and he heard them discussing. Say, no, be that pastor when they say they do potters. I don't collect the babe for my hand. If I see the guy, I feel gone now more. It's me that he want to buy me because I have buy the relationship that's not working. The girl's eyes open. It's not my fault. You want to enslave her destiny and rap her, and God said no. That's how bad, dangerous men can be. That's how dangerous men can be. When you take what belongs to a man, he can go all the Bible says that if a man catches another person in adultery with his wife, he said, anything you see, take it. That's how serious it is. So if a wife notices that a male worker is getting too close or friendly, talk to your husband about it. And men, listen. When she talks, listen. And say, oh, I think I'll take note of what you're saying. You say, you know you're a woman, that's why you're thinking like that. Is it because she just thought, put her hand on my shoulder? Why are they putting hand on your shoulder? Only one woman should put her hand on your shoulder. Any other person putting hand on your shoulder is about to turn your destiny into a folder. May God help us in Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. So don't support it. Don't agree. Don't allow it. I hear what I'm saying? Now, let me say this. It's not part of it, but it has come to my spirit 3 times. If you, especially those of us who are married people, listen. Even if your spouse is not feeding your emotional love bank, discuss it. Do everything you can to talk about it. Because there's somebody else that will take advantage of it if you open up to the person. I'm telling you, so don't open up to another person what your spouse is not giving you. Do you know how many times people have gone to so-called counselor and the counselor now counseled the person? Why? The woman was telling the counselor, my husband, he does not always give me this, he does not always give me that. Then the counselor now knew it. Now say, such a beautiful man like you, who would have somebody like you and treat you that way? And that's why in the counseling meeting, I've taught all the counselors, don't ever say that to anybody's wife. If somebody's wife is in front of you as a counselor, you now say, why would you? Don't say anything. You have to hear the husband's side. You have not heard the husband's side. You have not heard that the woman does not bait on time. You have not heard that she does not bait at 9 o'clock in the night. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you. Is anybody learning something? So you realize that, for instance, let's imagine that they are in a relationship. Listen. Maybe Daniel is in a relationship with his fiancé. Then somehow the fiancé realizes that Daniel discusses so much with Bolu and Christiana, and they hold better conversations than herself. You don't qualify for Daniel. You know why? What holds marriage is those conversations. That means you are not the person. He might be attracted to your body, but his conversation and what will keep him is in the other people. Daniel should go and look and marry the other people and not you. And you can't force Daniel to learn how to do it except he opens up to know what area your interest is, or you share the same interest and values, then you start having healthy conversations. What I'm trying to say is this. If you're in a relationship with somebody and the person has friends that are females and they hold better conversation with those females, and whenever you come around, you press phone, everybody will go home. You see that, say, Alpha, how are you? Are you going to work tomorrow? Okay, when are you coming back? Okay, that's the only conversation you have. Leave that relationship. It's not for you. Don't force it. But when he sits with this other person, they talk deep things. Wow, what are your plans, your office, your promotion, things that happen. They talk deep things. He never discusses those things with you. Why? He has not opened up emotionally to you. You are still outside the door. The same thing with ladies. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? So you must understand it. Until people open up their hearts to you and give you access, they cannot share deep things with you. Even God, the Bible says the secret things of God belongs to those that fear him. It is those you love and honor that you open up your secret things to. So when somebody has not become vulnerable to you, open up to you, they do it to other people, take a pause. Don't rush anything. Being in a relationship will not make it work. In fact, it's better you come out first. Maybe when the person's eye open, you now realize that what's wrong with me? What am I doing? This is the right person I'm supposed to be relating with. Then everything will change. Number 2 points for this morning before I start wrapping up. Are we learning anything? Yes. Okay. Don't worry. We can't finish all the points. Number 2, secret marriage killer that can destroy your marriage. Husband and wife, listen. Young people that are not married, listen. Number what now is this? This is number 4. This is number 5 now. Okay, yesterday we did 3. So this is number 4. Okay. Married people are supposed to be answering. The single people are the ones. Anyways, this point. The point is disrespect and lack of honor. disrespect and lack of honor is a secret marriage killer. Some people think it is just normal. Nothing is there. Hey, disrespect and lack of honor. How does he do it? It undermines the dignity and the worth of your spouse. Everybody wants to be appreciated. Everyone wants to be respected. Everyone wants to be honored. A man does not feel honored in a home. He gets to the office and the secretary, good morning, sir. Where does sir? Yes, sir. They kneel down. They roll on the floor. Then when he comes to the house, you say, what's up? Where did you learn that from? How? Never. He visits somewhere, even at the restaurant. When he goes to a restaurant to eat food, they will serve him with nice plates. Everything will be clean. They will arrange it. He will sit down and eat as a king. Then he goes to visit somebody, maybe somewhere. The person will package a cooler, organize it, and put it on the table. Then he enters his house where his wife is. They will now say, take your cup. They now bring a plate, that part of the plate is broken like this. You now serve the man. You now put the meat here. The water of the stew will now go here. Then the man is eating it, and he's eating like a buski. In his mind, that is where I'm a god. In this place, I'm a dog. And where people are appreciated is where they will go. And very soon his attention is drawn to that side. You're wondering why now? Why is he doing like that now? I don't even know. Let's know that we are. We see, listen. Honor and respect can change a person's perspective and draw their attention to the direction of honor. Always know that honor is like a rope. If somebody gives it, it will draw the other person's head to that direction. So whoever honors the person is the person that they do the same thing to. The same thing with a woman. You're a man, you don't honor your wife, you don't say anything good about her, you don't see anything important about her. Every time you look at her, you say, what did I even marry? All the image of what you see about that woman is after she had given birth to 2, 3, 4, 5 children. You are the one that scattered the body. The bumper is not correct. Go and arrange the bumper. The front light and it is not loading well. Go and put front light. The full light is not broken. Put full light. Are you getting what I'm saying there? Repeat. But you are not looking at another person's full light, another person's bumper, another person's wiper. Wiper, you on the budget. Eh? Focus on your own. Focus on your own. Focus on your own. The body of the woman became like that because you turned it that way. The body of the woman became like that because seeds came out from her. 2 hefty human beings, 3, 4, 5 sometimes have come out of her. The best thing you can do is to honor her, because each time women give birth, most of the times their body frame doesn't remain the same again. It begins to drop. Only a few people have the strength to push so much of the energy on exercise and everything to put it. And sometimes when they want to do it, even the men does not encourage them, because the attention of the man has shifted. If you lose honoring your wife and you don't, then somebody else will see her and say, wow, what a beautiful woman. If she hears it, the same way the serpent came and told Eve that is a tree that is desired to make one wise, and she wanted to be wise, she'll follow the serpent and leave Adam. And very soon, we discover that, I don't know if it's yesterday, I was sharing with couples, I said, a husband and wife in a relationship, the woman makes more connection with the neighbor's husband, because her husband doesn't really give the attention she needs. So this one always honors her, wow, you're looking so nice, gives compliments, say things, so her attention has moved. The man realized that the attention of the wife has moved. The other one, they started connecting. Before you know it, they have done one. These things can happen anywhere. Bible says, take heed, he that thinks he stand, lest you do what? Fall. Protect your space. Protect your space. Honor and respect that woman. You are in a relationship with a girl, you don't honor and respect her. You're seeing many other people, you don't see her. Your relationship with a guy, you are comparing him with somebody that is driving one kind car that he does not have. He might not have a car today, but he can be the owner of major car lots all around the town and drive anyone tomorrow. Don't be in a hurry. Respect. Respect is very simple. It's not hard. Honor people and say it. Thank you very much. I honor you. I respect you. The way you treat them. The way you talk. If you respect somebody, you will not yell at them. No. Get out of there. Who are you? What did you do? As you are saying all those things, demons of noise and scattering of marriage, they are gathering around your house. They are waiting. Saying that thing will soon scatter. Honor. Somebody say honor. 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 Honor him. Honor him. Honor her. If you need to kneel for your husband, when you should kneel, kneel. We'll be classmates. How good they kneel for you. Classmates is not a marriage. When you married, the man became the head. The head is what he represents and deserves that honor. The woman also, as soon as you are married, you are not like every other girl that you just see on the road and say, hey, what's up, bye. No, she's now your precious jewel. You cannot be doing for her again. You call her with respect. You call her with love. You draw her with love. And when that begins to happen to a woman, all her emotional bank will be full. Everything about her will just burst open. But many people do not know it. They allow Satan. And by the time Satan begins to creep in, you begin to see your wife and begin to feel like she's not it again. Maybe I marry wrong self. No. Anything your wife is after you have married her, admire her like that. Love her. Love is in, beauty is in the eye of the world. Behold her. So make sure your eye continues to behold her and let beauty be in your eyes from morning till night. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Now, how it destroys marriage, breaks down trust and mutual respect. So husband and wife will be arguing and quarreling. Two people in relationship will be fighting. Move now, Mr. Joseph, please just move fast. They mimic disrespectful behaviors for children in their relationship. So the children have grown up in family where they see that their mom insults their father insults their mother. When they grow, whoever the predator is, if the father is the hard one that used to attack the mother, when those children grow, everything they have, it is time to shower the attention on my mother. Because I saw how my father was always beating her. Then the man will be there. That's why many men, during their old age, nobody to support them, nobody to help them, nobody sending money. They are doing Omuba. Omubo. Woman has gone to Omubo, UK. They put you for AJ. They don't go UK. Did you? They are, before you know it, five children. You go Omubo in UK, Omubo in Canada. Omubo. You are there. Lonely. I am so lonely. But if you played your part very well, sometimes they will say, see, let's sacrifice. Mommy and daddy has to come. You know, mommy cannot stay without daddy. You know, marriages are like that. My parents cannot stay without themselves. So I told you it was difficult when my dad died. Very difficult. If they are moving here like this, they are moving together. So you have to pay for flight for two. See, how? If I even give her the money now, she will give her husband. Is he your husband? If I give him the money now, you share it. Because they are living well. The children can see it. So when the children are giving, the money does not go to woman or go to man alone. It comes to the both of them. When they see you honor your parents, when children see that their parents honor themselves, when they grow up and they are taking care of their parents, they will not be biased. As they grow up, they lose honor and disrespect for the parents that was the threat to the other one. Do we understand what I'm trying to say here now? So please, men, be careful. Women, be careful. If your boys discover that you dishonor their father, and they develop a mindset, they grow up and create a connection with their father. When you grow older, they will never connect with you. They will not help you. They will not do anything to be around you because they see that their father suffered a lot from your hand. So they will put all their affection and attention on their father. Then you'll be wondering what is happening. What is happening here? Some of us, this is that kind of families we grew up in. Are we here together? For time's sake, let me move. Next. Is that where we are? Yes. Practical steps. Speak kindly and affirm your spouse in front of the children. Wow, your daddy is such a wonderful man. Hey, daddy. You know, children can be shy when they hear the kind of thing. Oh, if we should carry this your love away. I beg, leave that thing. I remember those days, my mom would put food, put soup, put meat and other things. And we'll say, there's no meat in our own. He said, are you my husband? Say, God, when? They will prepare themselves. They will buy suya in the night and enter the room. I didn't know why husband and wife usually buy things in the room. When you marry, everybody will know their own by themselves. So they will buy suya, they enter. I wonder why are they entering? Why are they buying suya? Why do they always buy? We don't eat finish, they still get food again. What in the second food could they do now? Then they eat in the midnight. I don't know. They take care of themselves like that. I told our couples yesterday, they bathe together. It affected my mindset. And when I got married, I told myself, I'll practice this thing. Yeah, I've been beating with my wife. It's beautiful. When your wife beats you, you will not be normal for a long time. If you have been angry at all your workers that day, just say, everybody, how are you? It's well with you. You'll be excited. They were naked, but they were not what? I pray for every young person here, God will give you beautiful marriages. And for every parent here, married people, I declare, the fabrics of your relationship and marriage, may heaven put total correction and realignment in the name of Jesus. Value their opinions and contribution. When your wife says something, it might not make sense. Don't say, babe, you know they make sense. No, say, wow, that's another perspective. Okay. We can always consider it next time. Do you know what I'm saying now? That way she doesn't feel like she doesn't have sense. Because sometimes women can say some things. No, I know they play now. All the married men, are they play? You know men are logical. A woman can just come out of nowhere and just say something. It's not the time to say, where is your brain? No. You say, wow, such an idea. Okay. You know what? We'll apply this one next time. Let's do this one. So that this house will not evaporate. Set a standard for respect in your home. Now, it applies to the children. As they're growing up, you notice your children also. You see that this guy is older than this other one, and he's talking to your other brother. Say it. You don't talk to your elder brother like that. You don't talk to your elder sister like that. He talked back at me. Calm down. Then you call the elder one secretly. Say, honor your younger ones. They are growing, You know, house is where boy and girl fight a lot. When the girl is the senior, the boy is junior. How many of you younger brothers have fought your elder sister as well? Hey. It happens a lot. Because many times, the girls are not aware that the boy is growing. So they always look at him like this. Say, you are wash your napping. You are carry go toilet. Now, bros, now, you were surprised that one day you were about to hold him. Then he held your hands together and said, Then your hand was like, he said, And Timmy, May God help us in Jesus' name. So, set boundaries of respect. It is very important so that there will be mutual respect in the house. I'll take this last one and I'll close. Are we here together? Oh, I love this one. Marriage killer that can impact your marriage. Mr. Joseph, you don't have this one. Yeah. It's divine. Marriage killer that can impact your marriage and destroy it and affect your children's mindsets. Unhealthy social circles. The people you surround yourself with can either build or break your marriage. Unhealthy social circles. Whether they are toxic friends or family members, you have to be very careful. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your mother comes to the house and your mother looks at your wife and say, leave that kitchen, make her cook for my pikin. And you are there, you say, yes, let my mommy cook. And your children are looking like this. They expected that their father will have sense and say, mom, calm down. Go and rest. We will bring food for you to eat. Don't worry. Then the man said, you will not touch your wife. Let's not cause problem. Let's cause the problem. If you have to go, go. You married your own husband. This is my own husband. It's not you, the woman, that will be fighting the battle. Let the man fight with his mother's battle by yourself. You are not the one that will enter and start saying, it's my husband's house. Shh. Enter the room. Act as if you are not seeing anything. The boy will be wise to tell his mom, say, mommy, I beg. This is my marriage, I don't. He said, since you marry this woman, you don't hear anything again. Nah, so love make you know here too. Yeah, so, nah, love, they make person know here. You turn it to play, you turn it to joke. Your mom can be serious, you turn it around to joke. Come on down for a hand with joke. Say, okay, since you have said that, because she loves you, she will leave it. But by the time you keep allowing it, it is a toxic relationship. It is affecting the mindset of the children. So the child will grow up and practice the same thing. Imagine your siblings come to the house and your husband has done something bad that you don't like. And then you are telling your sister, the guy no get sense now. I don't know why I think we marry here. One day, your husband will do something where she is and she will say, man, we no get sense. You caused it. Anything you call your husband, your sisters will call your husband. Anything you call your wife, your brothers and everybody will call your wife. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? Unhealthy social relationships or association or toxic family relationship can be very dangerous. They can destroy. I told you that this year I'm not coming to do lovey-lovey like this for this thing. I want to teach correct things that when you enter your life, you know that this is it. Somebody talks about your spouse anyhow, your friend. Is that your wife don't big too much? You don't be like balloon. Are you okay? Stop that. When he sees the fire, he says, calm down. Stop that. You can tell him, please leave now. He wanna, what's he rich like that? Now, don't. There are some things you don't ever joke with. Yes. A lady will come, you ladies, sometimes you talk too much. Say, this one with your husband, don't be like bone. You know they feed them. Please stop that. Yeah, excuse me, if you don't have any other thing to discuss, I don't mind. When they see the connection, when they see the bond, they'll be careful the way they talk. Somebody might be coming back from the hard day's job and is looking tattered and haggard. He has not lost his senses. He's working to feed his family. And you have to respect him. You have to respect her. You have to honor them. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Don't allow anybody come into this space and mess up your husband, mess up your wife. No, don't allow that. Some of you are in relationship, just relationship. And when your guys are talking about your babe, you'll be laughing. Now, the girl will go to mind, now they talk about like that. And you are agreeing. Say, okay. Then the girl, maybe she heard it from somewhere and she confronts you. You say, you know, they are guys now. They are just talking. Stop, please stop that. It's not the right way to think. You don't even honor the person. If you honor that person, you will not accept that. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? So we must be able to pay attention. Pay attention. Parents or siblings that undermine your spouse, they create division or demand unhealthy level of loyalty. You tell, you go to family meeting, they now call your wife and say, go wash plates. Is it wrong to wash plate? No. But is that how to say it? Who's supposed to talk? Is the husband. You will come out and say, ah. It might be your elder sister. Say, auntie. Say, ah. I say, make sure you go wash plate now. No. You hold her by the hand. I say, let's move. The respect and the standard you put is what they will do. But by the time they say it, I say, ah, it's my elder sister. I'll better go and wash the plate. Oh. She will go. Then very soon, your younger sister will there. You say, hey, you know, your younger sister and my elder sister, they are close. Oh. Go and do it. You go. Then one day you will get there. The security man in the house will say, go sweep gutter. Say, now my security man will secure our life. Go. Learn it. Know it. People like to be honored and respected. And your circle of friends can be the people that are putting problem in your relationship and marriage. Some relationships that worked, the people that scattered it are the people around you. Sometimes you don't even know that the person undermining that babe, he likes the girl. She has told him no 3, 4, 5 times. That's why he's telling you, and I said, I told you, my brother, you calm down and you agree and you accept it. When you lose the person and the person is gone, another person will go, you'll be happy that both of you lost the same girl. Because he knows that she's so smart. If she enters your life, she will build your life. So let's lose smart so the two of us will marry foolish. Social media influence. Don't watch all those people you see on social media that they are portraying one perfect marriage. Everything is perfect. They wake up in the morning, they carry a cup of tea to somebody on the bed. They say, take. They wake up in the morning, they say, take. That is not how marriage is every time. Is anybody got what I'm saying here now? In marriage, they cook. Somebody say they cook. You cook. You sweat. Onions, it will cut your hand. Pepper. You will do maggi and pepper. Sometimes you will be like, it's not Mr. Biggs they eat every day in marriage. Is anybody got what I'm saying here? Say no, me. I would like to just be. I think I just like tasty fried chicken. You will make the tasty fried chicken in your house. And if you decide that you're not going to be cooking in your house and you keep eating junks and unhealthy things, somebody's about to die very soon. May God help us in Jesus' name. So your friend and social circles shape your relationship choices. Many singles remain stuck in cycle of bad relationships. The reason many girls have not gotten good partners is not you. The person who wants to come close knows that your friend is a terror in the community, knows that your friend has slept with 32 boys. You have not done anything, but you chose to be friend with a foolish person. Therefore, you are foolish. We'll do the plus. You are average of the 5 people around you. If 3 of your friends don't have sense, and you're the only one that have sense, divide it, you see that you don't have sense. Because they will be borrowing you out of their senselessness. And your younger sister is seeing it. That you are connecting with a girl that does not have sense. Later you tell her, you want to give her advice. She will say, give yourself the advice. Check the people around you as a guy. Check them. Check the people around you as a lady. They might just be the ones hindering quality ladies from saying yes to you. You hang around guys that always misbehave. They do many things, terrible things. A nice girl would have settled down with you. But when she looks at your circle, she looks at your advisors, looks at your counselors, look at your wall of defense, your everything around you doesn't look like it. She will tell herself, I will never marry this person. Not because he's not a good guy, but these people have much influence on him, I will not be safe. It's not safe. So sometimes your problem is not you. Your problem is the people you surround yourself with. People have good relationships until the guy started advising them in the office. A lady started advising her, your husband does that to you. What did the husband do? Say, my husband, I cannot just say no to him. Anytime he wants it, I have to give him. My own husband, never. If he tries, I'll just turn back. I will stand up. If I tell him, he will behave himself. Then the next time, they're like, you stand up. You now start acting the drama. You stand up. The person that is telling you, have you entered their room? Have you seen how they stand up? Have you seen her do all those things? Sometimes some ladies, you take advice. You are married. You are taking advice from your friends that are singles. Singles and Pringles, they give you advice. May God help us in Jesus' name. There's more to say, but I want to stop here this morning. Have we been blessed today, church? I want you to hold on to the things that we have heard this weekend. Hold on to these things very tight and start building. In the second service, I'll talk some very plenty things. In the second service, I've done a lot of work here already. I want you to go back and check very well. Go back to your house and say, what is affecting my children? What is affecting my family? What is affecting my mind? What am I doing that will affect the mindset of my boys, my girls? I will never allow that. I rebuild it. Then all young people, some of you, you are carrying baggages of the things you saw in your families, your parents, your uncles. Some of you have bought a lot of lies about marriage and relationship. They don't exist. The lies that you have bought, now you have to renew your mind. Take the truth that you are receiving now and begin to flush your mind. The way your father treated your mother is not the way every man treats women. There are many women that are treated very well. The way your mother treated your father is not necessarily the way every woman treats their husband. There are many women that treat their husband very well. All men are not cheats. All men are not sluts. All men are not dog. All women are not lazy. All women are not useless. All women are not. You have to take away that generalization mindset and start a new life. And I pray that God will strengthen us in Jesus' name. One or two questions, I'll close the service. Is there any question from yesterday? We'll take it. Help me. If there's anyone, I'll just pray. I want to pray for us. I want to pray. Prayer does a deeper part of this work as it begins to reshape our mind and lead us towards the things of God. Oh God, I'm feeling so blessed today. You know why? I'm seeing a lot of hearts and people realigning and taking correction, and their destinies changing. There is joy. I feel the joy in my heart. Now, many people are debunking rubbish that they have seen, things that they have believed, and they are embracing quality things. Unconsciously, the picture of how somebody treated their wife is in your head. Delete it. Because if you are not conscious, the way your wife, it's not wife or even babe act, you will raise your hand. Make up your mind as a man that I will never in my lifetime, by the mercy of God, raise my hand on a woman. Make up your mind as a woman and say, I will never in my lifetime as a woman make a man's life hard. I will never make it hard. I am here to make it simple. My goal is to make you succeed. My goal is to give you the best. Say it to yourself as a woman and say it consciously. Say, I'll be a hard woman. No, I'm not a hard woman. I am soft and tender. I am strong yet soft and tender. I am strong yet soft and tender. There's a way to be like that. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? The back of the coconut is hard, but inside is sweet. You get what I'm saying now? Then you pick, what do they call it? This other fruit. There's this other fruit that the back is soft, but inside is what? Hard. You need to decide the one you want to be. You get what I'm saying now? I will advise you to take a balance and tell yourself that the hard part of me is for protection of my family. The soft part is to nurture. I nurture, but when I turn hard, I protect. I don't turn hard against. I turn hard to protect. Do you understand that? Mr. Joseph, who's helping me? Somebody wants to help me? No question in this service. Let's rise and pray. Okay. Be very fast, yes.
Okay, so this question says, how many months per year is advisable for newly married couples to take before having children?
You don't need months and years when you get married. If you married because you wanted to marry for a good purpose, start giving birth to children. We're in age and days where fertility rate has reduced because of the quality of food we eat, and the kind of things happening around now. So you cannot start risking telling yourself that let's marry now, 3 years later. It might not be favorable for the woman. People get to menopause now, even at 37. So you cannot start telling that. It depends. If you're married at 23, 24, 25, maybe you still have some time. But those people who married around 30 and all that, they might not have all the luxury of that time to start doing it. But maybe the person is in school, or the person is in nursing school, all these kind of schools that they don't accept those kind of things. Both of you can agree very well and plan it. That is very understandable. But if it's a normal home and normal family, you married, why are you saying no to having children? Go ahead and have the children. The earlier, the better.
There's another question here. It says, how do you know that your partner is having quality conversation with other girls than you?
How do you know?
Yes, that your partner is having quality conversations with other girls than you.
Well, it doesn't have to be hidden. You can watch their relationship with the other people. If you see how they talk to other people, they smile, they are sparky, they're excited when it comes to other people. But when it comes to you, they are moody, they are tight, they are hard. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. You don't have to always say, I have to be checking the phones. No, you might not. If it's phone, you might not know. And sometimes if you are privileged to have each other's phone, you know, it's beautiful. For instance, I don't see why people should be in a relationship planning to get married and you cannot access each other's phone. I'm surprised. You might be surprised at my own surprise. Me too, I'm surprised at your surprise. I'm surprised. Because abnormal things are becoming normal and you want me to be accepted. No. The normal thing is that they were naked and not ashamed. My wife has my phone, I have her phone, she can check my password, I can check her password, she knows my everything. And I told couples yesterday, even your money, let your wife know your PIN, let her know whatever is happening. Some of you are not married, you're already telling yourself how you will make sure your wife does not have your PIN, she cannot know anything. When somebody does not know what you own, and you are saying you want to rent a house of 400,000, your wife will say she wants a house of 2 million naira. You know why? She does not know what you have and what you don't have. It's not her fault. But when she knows that all the money we have in this house is 1 million naira, if we rent a house of 2 million naira, that means you will bring money. That means we'll go to your father, go to your sister, all your in-laws, your family members will contribute the money. Are you ready? Everybody will know what they want. Am I making sense here now? It's as simple as that. Very simple. So my advice for the person asking that kind of conversation, observe the person in their conversation with other people. Another thing is that when you see the people they claim to be their friends and all that, see their conversations. If it is sweet, opposite sex, and it is sweet, richer than your own, no, you have to find a way to make your own rich. If you discover that it cannot be rich, they will be connected to that person. If anything happens, that person will be talking to.
Thank you, PM, sir. This person says, if one bride price has not been paid, is the person married?
You are not married if your bride price has not been paid. There are many of you children here, young people here, you are not yet, your parents have not yet paid bride price. In some cultures, when you are about to marry, they will make that guy pay for your mom and pay your own. So go and advise your father or your mother, beg your daddy, call your uncles, call the people your daddy respects, the people that he loves, that he honors a lot. Call them now that you are growing up and say, let them help that your dad. If you are working and you have money, take the money, go and help your daddy pay your mommy's bride price. Because there are some release. Physically, spiritually, the man has not been released to you people. The parents have not released. There are a lot of restrictions that can be on you children. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It's a legitimate thing. Everybody knows it. That the family from where a person is coming, you must give something in exchange for something. Are we getting what I'm trying to say now? So your father has not paid. When my dad was alive, one of the things he did, when we go to a new church, they transfer us. When we go to a new church, the first thing my dad would do many of times, he would call all the men who are living with women that they have not paid their bride price, but everybody calls them husband and wives because they have children. And they will advise them and sit them down and tell you, draw a financial plan on how you will pay the bride price. Let's agree together. If there is support we can give you, we'll give you. You have to pay. Because there are certain things that will never be able to enter your life. You have not gotten a wife. You are still having a mistress. Even if she has 35 children for you, she's still a mistress. She's not your wife. Is anybody going to say now? In Nigerian law, if you go to the registry today and contract marriage with another person, that person's own is legally binding and stronger than that woman you have been living with for 35 years. That's why every woman under the sound of my voice, if any man marries you in this part of the world and he says that it's just traditional, we are not going to do registry, don't listen to him. Tell him if you are not ready to do registry, forget about it. Because Nigerian law says that if you have done registry with somebody, you cannot officially marry another person without divorcing this one. Our marriage law does not accept two. Do you understand? Even if this one is traditional, the one that is married by the Matrimonial Causes Act is the one that is your real wife. So you that have been living with the man for the past 30 years, you are a mistress at best. The one he married 3 years ago is the real wife. So all of us that don't have registry certificates, don't go and start fighting your husband. Just go and raise money. It's not cost. Pay and take his picture there and pay. And say, I paid. Dede, let's go. I paid. Let's go and set it. It might look like it's, some men don't like those kind of stories sometimes, but you are securing yourself. You know where the problem will come? When you die, God forbid not early, you will die late. Everybody, all of us will die when we are old. Somebody else will come up, and the woman that suffered all her life with you, they'll push her to one side. And she will not forgive you in your grave. In fact, the place you're supposed to enter, they would have locked it. They're not going to let you enter. May God help us in Jesus' name. Do good to those who have labored with you. Any woman that has labored with you, give her what she deserves. Honor her a lot. Help her a lot. Do everything you can to make sure that her life is at peace. Because if any other person enters, that person has lost completely. Thank you very much. I won't take more questions. I want to close the service. I will still be talking in the next service. Have you been blessed this morning? Yes. Let us rise up and we'll just pray shortly. We'll close. I want you to pray. And your prayer is very simple. I say, God, concerning marriage, help me. Very simple. If you are a lady and you are 15 years, still pray the prayer. Don't worry. You are not marrying now, but just say it ahead. We went for a youth meeting many years ago when we were young, and the pastor said, start praying for your future marriage, that it will work. And all of us, I didn't even know anything. I didn't even have babe. I don't get babe. But all of us, they say, Father, my marriage is going to work in the name of Jesus. I will marry right. We were young, young boys. We were just talking. Sometimes we went for those same meetings. That's where they told us, enter a sexual purity covenant. Sign that you're not going to. And we agreed that we're not going to sleep with another woman to marry. Here we are. Some of the things we did when we were very young, they helped us. And for every married person, if you have a crack on the foundation of your marriage already, I want you to pray that God will heal the heart of your spouse. Some people, the scar, the reason your wife is cold is because of what she saw on your phone. The reason your husband is withdrawn is because of the way he sees that you are relating with others. Say, God, heal my marriage. I have repented. I receive mercy. Heal my home. Let it not pass to my children. I don't want to pass anything negative to my children. I think singles and married can start praying. I've given us prayer points. And any other prayer that God lays in your heart now, you can go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Heal my marriage. Heal my home, Jesus. Heal my marriage. Heal my home, Jesus. If you have that kind of challenge, pray. And those of us whose marriage and home God has been helping you, begin to give him thanks and say, Lord, I am grateful. You have shown me mercy. I continue to assess mercy for my marriage. I continue to assess mercy. May there not come a point in my life where I think I have known everything. May there not come a point in my life where I think that I cannot learn again. Jesus, thank you for helping me this far. Thank you because I know you will perfect everything that concerns me. Continuously, my wife, my spouse, and myself will have the best experience. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All singles, can you pray ahead that wherever the person is, that they will not be doing things terrible. They will not be derailed. They will not destroy themselves before they get to me. In the name of Jesus, I secure the destiny of the man, even if you don't know him. I secure the destiny of the woman, even if I don't know her. I secure your destiny. I pray for you. You will not go wrong. I pray for you. You will not get it wrong. In the name of Jesus, nobody will take advantage of you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for my children, their future. I declare that their seed will also be blessed. Their connections will be right. In due time, they will make the right connections with the right people. In the name of Jesus, every devil that has planned to steal, to kill, and to destroy, your assignment is aborted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please stretch forth your hands. Let me pray for you. I want to pray, church. Take this prayer seriously, everyone. Anyone under the sound of my voice, single or married, carrying any baggage from your foundation, mindsets, emotional traumas, pains and hurts, waiting to revenge at the right time, I declare that the mercy of God begins to penetrate your heart. May the Lord God Almighty begin to heal the wounds of your heart. I declare right now, wounds be healed in the name of Jesus. That boy that is angry at your father, you hate your father because of the way he treated your mother. You have vowed that he will not see any of your money. You have vowed. The man is suffering somewhere, but you have vowed that it's better he suffers and he will die. May God heal your heart in the name of Jesus. That child has said that my mother left me when I was young and my auntie took care of me. You know where your mother is and what she's going through, and you say she's better suffer and die. May God heal your heart and give you the grace to forgive right now in the name of Jesus. Every emotional baggage, every picture that you saw growing up, negative images, negative pictures. Those of us who have seen pictures that have the ability to truncate our own marriage and scatter it, I declare from henceforth, the word of God begins to erase those images in the name of Jesus. Negative images are erased in the name of Jesus. Negative pictures are erased in the name of Jesus. Every man that is calling to God for repentance and say, God, I have made mistakes, I have gone wrong, I have treated my wife in a funny way, my children, I have not done it well, Lord, you said if we confess and forsake our sins, you will have mercy. Every wrong seed that has been sown that is about to become a mighty harvest of horror, Lord, I pray, let your mercy prevail in the name of Jesus. Declare that because you have renounced that attitude, you have renounced that character as a woman, as a man, you have said no to that behavior. May the mercy of God sit upon your marriage. May the mercy of God sit upon your children. May the mercy of God sit upon your marital destiny. In the name of Jesus, our children will not suffer the mistakes of what they don't know. We will not transfer anything unknown to them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your holy name, in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to thank God wherever you are. Don't sit. Just begin to bless God. I want to make a call for those who want to accept Jesus into their heart. I see some young men making up their mind that through these teachings, they want to break away from emotional soul ties, sexual infidelity, so that they can be models of quality homes. God will help you. And I see ladies that are making up their mind also that I will never involve in sexual sin again. Till the day I get married. I can't stand telling a man that it was just 6 months, 1 year ago I did this. Never. I can't stand dishonoring God with my body again. I've made up my mind. As you are making up your mind, pray. You are not the ones I'm calling to raise your hand. You just pray wherever you are and say, God, I receive that strength. But the people I'm calling for today are those who want to accept Jesus as their Lord and their personal Savior. Say, Pastor Mavis, I want to make a decision to follow Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Quietly raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you. Salvation is important. Some of us have been in church. Some of us, you have not even committed sexual sin before, but you are not even born again. Some of us, you have never even done anything terrible, but you are just not born again. You don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Raise your hand and say this prayer after me. Can you say, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you are my Savior, my Lord, that you died for me. You were raised again on the third day. For my justification, I receive forgiveness of sin and eternal life into my spirit. I declare I am born again, I am saved, and I am sanctified in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, every man under the sound of my voice, can you put your hand on your chest, every man, and say, by the mercy of God, I pledge to be an honorable man, a role model father. In the name of Jesus, I pledge by the mercy of God to be a man that heaven will be proud of. My future partner or my wife, you are married already, say it, will be proud of me. My children in my loins and the ones born, the ones unborn, they will be proud of me. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. Put your hand on your chest, say it, I receive grace for all the things that I have said. I am strengthened to make it happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, wonderful men, honorable men. All women, put your hand on your chest and declare in the name of Jesus. I declare by the mercies of God that I am a virtuous woman, a woman of honor. I bring peace. I bring joy. I nurture destinies. I build homes. I do not cause any man pain. I do not cause any child pain. In the name of Jesus, I stand with God as a woman of honor and virtue. I represent the women of old that served with all integrity, honor, and humility. I am a joy bringer. This is who I am. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.